Welcome to Hope Community Church's Sermon of the Week. It's our prayer that this message will encourage and equip you to love like Jesus. To learn more about Hope, visit us at hccalive.com. Now enjoy the message.
Well, this morning, as we continue in week two of our series, Influencers, even just using the word influencers, probably some of you immediately think of those who are on social media using their platform to influence our decisions. But what I want to say is influencing doesn't just happen on social media. Influencers in this series is about how ordinary people make an extraordinary difference. I think of one of our couples from church who just a few years ago, and the story, the timeline, I should say, is a bit of a dispute. You see, we have some friends from church who had some neighbors move to town from a pretty rough area in the world. Really a pretty rough area of our country. I think it was, Minnesota maybe? It was a pretty rough area. And they moved to Wisconsin, which having been from northeast Wisconsin, they finally came back to the promised land. And it wasn't just that God's been bringing people from Minnesota to Hope. He's been moving families up from Illinois. And like, we totally understand why you'd want to leave there. And what we had was we had one of our families go up the street and invite this new family to the area to join us for a worship service. And one thing led to another, and all of a sudden this family who had begun visiting decided to get involved in one of our Hope groups. And as they got connected through groups, they then began to serve. And some of the serving that they do is in visible roles, and some are behind the scenes. And as this family has continued to get connected, they're making a difference not only in their community, but they're making a difference in our faith community. And the reason I share that story is because one of our families chose to invite them to join us for worship. See, influencing doesn't just happen with those who are on social media and have a big platform. Influencing happens every single day when we choose to make a difference. That's what this series is about, how ordinary people can make an extraordinary impact. We all have influence. We all have influence. The story I want to share with you this morning is from Acts chapter 18. We're going to meet a couple. Their name is Priscilla and Aquila. Priscilla and Aquila were from Rome, but during a time of intense persecution, because they were believers, they had to leave Rome. They had to travel thousands of miles from their hometown, and in the process, they encounter a man by the name Paul. We call him the Apostle Paul, but in those traveling or in that journey with Paul, they continue to hear about Jesus. And of course, Paul was one that he experienced a lot of persecution and opposition. So Priscilla and Aquila, they're well acquainted with persecution from their own story, but they continued to see that as they followed Jesus walking with Paul. And this couple who had been tent makers was just a normal married couple by all accounts. They were serving Jesus and looking for ways to invest into what God was doing. But one thing to point out that's unique of Priscilla and Aquila, they were actually mentioned in four different New Testament books. They were very well known to be referenced four times. And of their in four different books, and of the six times that they're referenced as a couple, Priscilla, the wife, is mentioned first. And the reason I bring that up is because she clearly had a prominent role in ministry. It makes me think of really how you often see me on a Sunday morning, but if you were to examine our home, you would see how my wife has such a visible part in our home ministry. And every single week, she reads through the outline. Every week, she helps me work through that. So even though you don't see her on a Sunday morning up here, she impacts the messages each week. I remember just a couple of years ago when we were at a point to possibly bring her on staff, I was talking with Pastor Jesse. I was like, I don't know, buddy, what do you think? I mean, I would love for that, but what do you think? And he goes, you know what, Jed? Not only is she qualified, but I've noticed that you behave a lot better when she's around. So this is definitely something that we want to do. I was like, do you mind if we keep that a secret for a while, though? Because if she knows that I behave better when she's around, she'd probably be pretty concerned on how I behave when she's not around. But I bring all of this up to say we all have influence. We all have influence. But with influence, we need to be humble. Be humble. As the story continues in Acts chapter 18, beginning in verse 24, here's what it says. Now a Jew named Apollos, he's a native of Alexandria. He came to Ephesus. He was an eloquent man, competent in the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord and being fervent in spirit. He was zealous. He spoke and taught accurately the things about concerning Jesus, though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue, but when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him and they explained to him the way of God more accurately. I love the way that Priscilla and Aquila model for us humility. These are people who had been with the Apostle Paul. Now, that's a person who had a position of prominence, Paul. In the early church, people would have known of him. He's writing letters. People would have recognized him. And Priscilla and Aquila could have said, we spent time with Paul. You should recognize us because of our position hanging out with Paul. Sometimes that's what people do whenever you're in conversation. They drop names of those who they know that might be famous. You might know this person. I hung out with them a couple of times. But that's not what Priscilla and Aquila do. In fact, they had a church in their home. They were just humble people who wanted to advance the gospel. So they meet Apollos, and most likely they meet him because he shows up to teach scripture in their home. Now that takes a lot of humility too, to not only allow somebody that you don't know into your home, but then allow them the place of prominence to be able to teach scripture. And as they're listening to this young man teach, they notice that he's eloquent, he's competent with the scriptures, but there was something about what he taught that caused them to question how he taught. So rather than pulling him aside in that moment, they humbly and thoughtfully listened to him teach. They allowed him to finish teaching. They just had a humble, gentle spirit. But what they noticed is that he was familiar with the baptism of John, but he didn't mention the baptism of Jesus. Now, for those of you who may not remember, in the Gospels, John the Baptist baptized people for repentance. They would be baptized for repentance because John was paving the way for Jesus. He was paving the way for Christ, so people were getting their hearts in a position where they could receive Jesus, the Messiah. So Apollos is teaching about Christ, but he's teaching about the baptism of repentance. So rather than interrupting him in that moment, they could have done that. Rather than causing a scene, and they could have done that, they just waited patiently. Then they pull him aside, and they begin to have conversation with him about what baptism is and his understanding of it. We already know he was eloquent with the scriptures. He knew scripture, but they noticed there was something that he didn't know. But I love the way that they handled the situation, because in humility, they chose to invest into his life. They chose to encourage him and build him up. Apollos was a person that until this moment, the couple had not met. They didn't know him. But in humility, they gave him a chance. I believe when they approached him, this could have gone one of two different ways. When they approached this young man, he could have responded in pride. He could have responded in arrogance. And I think sometimes when we're approached, we don't know how to respond. And sometimes we do that. That's natural. We're like, you know what? I'm a little bit guarded. I'm not ready to hear what you have to say. But rather than responding that way, Apollos is humble. He allows himself to be taught. And I believe, not because of scriptural support, but I believe that Apollos matched their humility. He matched their disposition, their sensitivity. That makes sense to me because in my own life's experience, when people have come to me with a gentle spirit, or when they've come to me with sensitivity or humility, I find myself not feeling anxious. I find myself not feeling like I need to defend myself, but I'm like, okay, tell me what's on your mind. And it makes sense that that would be how Apollos responded as this older couple is choosing to invest into him. So they make a difference in Apollos' life by simply being humble. It takes humility to teach. That was the position Priscilla and Aquila are in here. They were teaching Apollos more than scriptures. They were modeling for him how to have confrontation. But it also takes humility for Apollos to receive what they were sharing with him. We all have influence, and with influence, we need to be humble. I wonder, where are the places in our lives where we have influence each day? I wonder, in those places, do those around us experience humility? Overwhelmingly, I believe that we would say yes. They experience humility. Because I see the way that you respond to one another. I see the way that you treat each other. But consistently, let's continue to model humility. Not only were they humble, but they were hospitable. At the second half of verse 26, it says this: Priscilla and Aquila, they took Apollos and they explained to him the way of God more accurately. They took him aside to explain the way of God more accurately. They invited Apollos into conversation. And that's the next step of being humble, is to be hospitable, to invite him into conversation. Often when we think of hospitality, we think of inviting somebody into our home to share a meal with them. And that may be the next step in being hospitable. But to be hospitable, it begins with an attitude of our heart toward other people. We have to have an attitude in our heart to be hospitable. This is where Priscilla and Aquila are. They're being hospitable to Apollos to invite him into conversation. They recognize an opportunity here. Here we have this young person in our home. He's teaching scripture. And what we want to do is to allow him to be close enough to us and us close enough to him that we can have the influence we need to help him along the way in his teaching. But that requires hospitality. In the process, they press into this really important issue of the baptism. He had taught of the baptism of John, but missed out on the baptism that Jesus talked about. And I imagine they recalled the words we have recorded in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It's actually our memory verse this month, but since I don't have it memorized yet, I'm going to read it. And these are the words that Jesus said: "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And they must have asked him, Apollos, have you heard of this baptism? He's teaching the scriptures eloquently. I'm sure he had trusted Jesus and received Christ as his Lord and Savior. But they're asking the question, Apollos, do you understand the baptism of the Holy Spirit? How when you first believed in Jesus, that you received the Spirit of God in your life, in that moment? No, he hadn't understood that. So he didn't teach that. He had received it, but that didn't mean he understood it. And I think about how important that is when we continue to grow in our relationship with God. It takes humility on our part, but also the hospitality that God extends to us. Each of these areas so far that we've seen in Priscilla and Aquila's lives, God does this first with us and then through us. It requires hospitality for God to allow us to be close to him, to know him through his word, and he continues to then use us to extend that toward one another. Now, hospitality is something that Priscilla and Aquila had not had modeled to them. You see, they had been kicked out of their hometown. That's not very hospitable. They had to leave everything they had because of their pursuit in following Jesus and because they were ethnically Jews. But as they traveled, they continued to be challenged to be hospitable to others as they received hospitality. I think sometimes we underestimate how valuable hospitality is. When we are hospitable to people, it opens up relationships and conversations. But sometimes in life, there are seasons that we go through. Regardless of our age, there are seasons in life that we go through where we can become less hospitable. I know I've experienced this personally. There are times where I'm less hospitable because sometimes when you're hospitable to other people, you can be taken advantage of. And it only needs to happen a couple of times, right? And all of a sudden we're like, whoa, I don't want to continue to put myself out there. I don't want for that to happen. But if we don't take that risk, then we also miss out on the opportunity to establish these relationships and these connections. In fact, Paul would say in 1 Timothy 3 and in Titus chapter 1, if you want to be in a position of leadership in the church, you must be hospitable. That begins with that attitude of our hearts. But again, we all have influence. And with influence, we need to be humble and we need to be hospitable. Are there places, maybe even in our lives today, that we could grow in that area of hospitality? Are there places that you can grow in hospitality at work? Are there places that we can grow in hospitality with our family or with friends? I think, of course, we would say yes, but then it's the response requires action. It's like, okay, God, I can grow in these areas. How would you like me to grow? That's the next step in the process. In order to be helpful, Priscilla and Aquila use their influence to be helpful. The text continues in verse 27. It says this, and when he, Apollos, wished to cross to Achaia, the brothers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples to welcome him. And when he arrived, he, Apollos, greatly helped those who through the grace had believed, for he powerfully refuted the Jews in public, showing by the scriptures that Christ was Jesus. First, Apollos receives help. Now, it would be easy for him to say, you know what, I've gotten this far on my own. I've gotten to you guys here in Ephesus. I'm totally competent to get over to Achaia on my own. It would have been easy for him to take that position. But instead, he allows himself to be helped. Aquila and Priscilla are offering to write him a letter to help him on his way, and he receives it. He receives the help that they offer to him. And I think of how important it is sometimes to not only be helpful, but to receive the help that other people offer. If he wouldn't have received it, he would have missed out on an opportunity to be received maybe from the believers at Achaia or in Corinth, which is likely where he ended up. He would have missed out on that opportunity. But he was humble, and he allowed himself to be helped. Apollos, though, was mighty in Scripture. And I think about how, even despite that description, he still needed to grow. He still needed to continue to grow in his competency of the Word. And that's a journey that all of us are on. We're all on a journey, hopefully, where we're continuing to grow in understanding Scripture, but also living Scripture out. So Priscilla and Aquila, they take him aside, and they explained the gospel more fully to him. Then he receives it, and they endorsed him as he went off to Achaia. They sent him a letter so that he would be well-received. That was a helpful thing for them to do. But Priscilla and Aquila take it upon themselves to help him grow. They could have missed, again, the opportunity. They could have missed out on that opportunity to invest into him. They could have said, you know what, somebody else will do it. There's times where we're all guilty of that, where we feel the conviction of God or a sense of the moving of God in our lives to reach out, to invest in, to care for someone, and we think, you know what, somebody else will do it. But in this case, Priscilla and Aquila didn't wait. They chose to invest into him, and as they taught him, more fully the scriptures, God would use Apollos' life in a profound way. I think of how it teaches in 1 Corinthians that he was so influential in the church that people actually began to say, I follow Apollos. That wasn't, of course, God's design for it to be a division, but he was so influential that people began to really follow him. So he leaves Ephesus. He arrives in Achaia. The people received him, and he makes an incredible impact. The text tells us that as he was then received from the believers, he powerfully refuted the Jews, proving to them that Jesus is the Christ. But something to keep in mind is Apollos was Jewish. He knew the scriptures. He knew the arguments against Jesus being the Messiah. He knew those arguments about how they were trying to earn their way to be right with God, about how they had to keep the law to be right with God. And Apollos would argue powerfully, refuting them and saying, no, we have to trust Jesus. The law alone can't save us. Being a good enough person isn't enough. This is why we needed the fulfillment of Scripture through Jesus Christ. This is what he was powerfully teaching to the Jews in Achaia. But Priscilla and Aquila were a part of that. They weren't with him, but behind the scenes, they were a powerful part of his journey in knowing more about who God is. Priscilla and Aquila were helpful. They encouraged him, and they didn't restrain or restrict what God was leading him to do. One of the most helpful things that Priscilla and Aquila chose to do was then release Apollos. They chose to release him in order that he would fulfill the call on his life to continue to be an evangelist. As he was released, he would travel from place to place in order that he would encourage the other believers, in order that he would go to these different places to be able to preach and help people understand more fully the gospel of Jesus. But it began with that relationship with Priscilla and Aquila first reaching out to him. We all have influence. And with that influence, we need to be humble, we need to be hospitable, and we need to be helpful. But we all have influence. Every one of us has influence. Ordinary people getting the opportunities to make extraordinary investments. I'm reminded of another couple that we have in church, and it's a husband and wife. And what began as them inviting another couple to a worship service and investing into this other couple turned into them inviting another couple and another couple and another couple. And over the last several years, there have been at least 5 families that have begun to connect with Hope Church because of their investment into other people. And I think about how important it is not just to attend a worship service, but because they know it's the power of God that changes people's lives. It's the power of God that changes people's trajectory. It changes the legacies of families as they continue to invest into other people. As God invests in us, we invest in one another because we have influence. Let's not steward it stingily, but let's use the opportunities that God presents to us. It can begin with something as simple as a greeting. It can begin with something as simple as a greeting. Maybe saying hello to someone for the first time. Maybe it's in the cafe. Just try it out after a service sometime. Get a cup of coffee and meet somebody new. Maybe it's your neighbor. Maybe you bake some cookies and say hello. But it's stewarding the influence that we have, because we all have influence. But I can't help but point out how God put Priscilla and Aquila in the life of Apollos at this time. God, with his providential care, puts this couple in the life of Apollos. And God continues to do that every single day with each of our lives. He allows our lives to be at just the right place, at just the right time, to be able to care for other people. With the influence that we have, let's continue to let God use us to make an extraordinary difference. We're just ordinary people getting used by an extraordinary God to make an extraordinary difference. That happens as we continue to say yes to Him as He leads us. As He leads us, He molds us and makes us into His image for His glory, but it's also for our good. And that happens the moment that we say yes to Jesus. And what I want to do is just take a minute to pray with us this morning and pray together that God would continue to lead us as we follow Him. But for some people this morning, it begins by surrendering your life to Jesus for the very first time. And if that's you, I want to lead you in a prayer also. Father, first we look to You as the author and finisher and perfecter of our faith. We ask You, Lord Jesus, in this moment that You would please, first of all, help us to fully surrender to You. And if there are people who are listening this morning who have never made that decision to fully surrender to You, that in this moment they would pray and ask You to forgive them of their sins, that they would surrender to You to be the Lord of their lives. For those of us who have made that decision already, we want to yield to You in every aspect, God, that with the influence You allow us to have, it would be used for Your purpose and Your glory. We love You, Jesus, and we want to be people who use the influence that You allow us to have for Your good. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Sermon of the Week. Previous messages of our Acts series can be found at hccalive.com. If you would like to partner with us, you have the opportunity to give at hccalive.com as well. Don't forget to subscribe, and may we continue to love like Jesus.